around Northern Ireland.
Downtown Radio.
That was Hometown and Where I Belong on Downtown Radio. Now, a story that was rumbling around yesterday, and I suppose it's pretty apt ahead of the opening match in the World Cup tomorrow evening and then Ireland's match against Canada. Parents who wanted to take their small babies or children, small children along to the event have been told that they have to have a ticket for them, that they can't have them sitting on their laps. Organisers say it's for safety reasons and in order to keep track of crowd numbers. But what do you think about small children at big events like this? Are you outraged at the organiser's stance, or do you think proper order? Love to hear from you today. Talk a little bit more about this. I'm joined by Mark Brooks, who is the marketing manager for the Stenaline Belfast Giants, who played their opening match at the SSE Arena last week. Mark, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Siobhan. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a huge rugby fan as well, so I know nights at the next to the Kings Fan Stadium or something else. But yeah, for us, I mean, like, we're clearly a family entertainment night out. Half the people come because they're huge Giants fans and they want to see us win on the ice, and the rest of them want to see that, but they're also there to be entertained. So obviously we're really kind of driven by families and trying to bring as many young families and young kids into the games here at the SSE.
So what do you do then? Do you allow parents to bring small children and let them sit them on their laps?
We do, yeah. We have a policy. We actually work really closely with the SSE Arena here, who allow us to allow children under three to go free in the game, so they can sit on their parents' laps and enjoy everything from the goals and the action to the Subway sandwiches flying into the crowd. So it's a fun night out for them for sure.
So why do you think the Rugby World Cup organisers have taken this decision, or can you understand that? You know, that again, they're saying it's in order to keep track of crowd control and because of the demand, I suppose, for tickets as well.
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know too much about the kind of commercial goings on of the Rugby World Cup. I'm looking forward to watching the games, and obviously hoping that Ireland get to pick up the trophy in a few weeks' time. But no, I'm sure it's commercially driven. I'm sure their demand for tickets is so high, and I'm sure it's kind of ticking kind of some boxes. But for us, I mean, we're driven by bringing in families. That's our kind of market, and we do very well at bringing them in. We had 5,500 people here at the SSE Arena on Friday night, or last Saturday night, for our opening home game. And we got two games this weekend that we're looking forward to two more big crowds here with a lot of families coming along.
So under threes go free with you then, with families?
Under threes go free, yeah.
Under threes go free. So do they have to have a seat then, Mark? Do they have to be allocated a seat?
No, it's three and under, and they can sit on their parents' lap for the duration of the home game here at the arena.
And, you know, what do you think of these big sporting events? I mean, the Rugby World Cup says it's for safety reasons and in order to keep track of crowd control. Are you like the parents that say, well, you know, I want to bring along my six-month-old, or I want to bring along my 12-month-old, or I want to bring along my two-year-old, but they're not really going to understand any of the game? And actually, is it the sort of atmosphere at a big international match? Is that, you know, is it going to be an experience for them, or do you think it's a wee bit selfish of the parents to want to bring them along to something like that where there's such a big crowd?
I mean, I can speak for us, and that we want as many people here as possible. I mean, we want as many people with the eyes on our sport and on the ice as possible watching our team, because, I mean, you never know, right? You never know who's going to come and watch the game, and then maybe 10, 15, 20 years' time, they'll be having the gear on, having the gloves, and playing on the ice for the Belfast Giants here at the SSE Arena. So you want to have as many young people here as possible, kind of soaking up the sport and soaking up the atmosphere here on game night.
So any of those parents who have been told that they have to purchase a ticket, well, do you know what? They could take them along to see a Giants game, couldn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Three and under go free to the games, as long as they can sit in their parents' lap for the duration. And then after that, it's £9 for a children's ticket, age 16 and under, here at the SSE Arena. So
yeah,
we're more than welcome to have them along.
And a match tomorrow?
Match tomorrow and Saturday. So we're here at the SSE Arena Friday night and Saturday night.
And who do you take on tomorrow night?
Edinburgh both nights. We're expecting a good crowd over from Edinburgh, so we need the home fans to come out and support and really get the team on. But hopefully two more home wins at the SSE Arena.
Indeed. Well, listen, good to talk to you, Mark. Thanks for that. Mark Brooks, marketing manager with the Stenaline Belfast Giants, who matches there in action this weekend at the SSE Arena. And kids under three go free and can sit in their parents' laps. So what do you think of the World Cup's stance on this? They say it's in order to keep track of crowd control, so they seem to be able to do it at the SSE Arena, all right. What do you think? Small children at big events, are you outraged at the organisers' stance, or do you think proper order? no place for them. Love to hear from you today. 9181 5050 is the number to call. 63103 on the text. Just start your text with the word downtown, leave a space, and then your message. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Of course, you can go to the Downtown Radio Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter at Radio Downtown.